year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
That makes you go.
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
Hey, the monumental man himself, Ty Bollinger, is with us today. Super Ty. Are you there?
Man, you're going to have to do a lot better than that to get over this.
What? Why? Get over what? I'm excited to see it. What did I do?
I'm upset with you, Robert. It's your fault.
Now, is this a monthly cycle issue? Because I need to know.
That's not going to get you anywhere right now. That's not going to get you anywhere.
I'm in so much trouble.
I told you that my Monumental Myths book would be done and in your hands today. I promised it would be done today.
I don't have it.
End of story.
But why are you mad at me?
Well, I told you that, but what I really meant was it would be done today if I had finished the book before today, which I haven't.
You know, you sound like somebody I've heard before, but.
Well, you know, here's the thing, Robert. I made literally thousands of grammatical and spelling errors, okay?
Thousands?
Throughout the book. Thousands. So many that the publisher couldn't even read it. He couldn't even read the book.
Now,
okay? But that's your fault.
My fault?
Because I showed you the book, and I pointed you pointed out all the errors for me, right?
You pointed out
hundreds of them.
I don't remember thousands. I'm just saying. Now,
you said that it was probably not going to be a publishable book. But
that wasn't me.
I didn't correct it, though, because you're an anti-former bodybuilderite, and you were against me. You were opposing me the whole way.
You guys sound like a married couple.
Hold on a second. Are you saying, Ty, like I was putting the kibosh, I was doing like negative energy, I'm sending some woo-woo energy to you?
Your opposition to me, your desire for me to fail, made it hard for me to correct the grammatical and the spelling errors.
So I
may have broken my promise to have the book in your hand, but it's your fault.
No, you sound like Barack Obama on Obamacare.
Okay, enough of the charade here. I'm not really that great of an actor, but okay, I'm trying to make a point because I heard Obama last night he was on one of the mainstream news stations, and he was blaming the GOP. And look, folks, I'm not Republican, I'm not Democrat, I'm neither. Okay, I don't like any of them. I think that the donkey and the elephant both stink.
You're in the Bollinger Party.
I'm in the Bollinger Party. I'm in the Liberty Party. But he was on TV last night, and he was saying that the fact that the Republicans were against Obamacare and that there was all this negative energy and the desire for it to fail made it hard to correct the changes on the website. He literally
as far as I know, no Republican voted for Obamacare initially, so how's he blaming the Republicans on this one? He just says, is this like the woo-woo energy you were talking about? It's negative energy from the
Republicans? Yeah, it's the negative energy. I was trying to make a point about that. Maybe he didn't do a very good job.
You have my wife in tears. Ty's mad at you. What did he do?
I thought maybe the anti-former bodybuilderite comment would get you laughing.
No, that was good. Actually, that was good. But no, really good point here, though. Think about the people that are charged and being paid to like correct the thing. These are programmers. Do you think they give a flip about Republicans or Democrats? They're like, just pay me, give me some Twinkies and ho-hos, and I'll just work through the night. That's what they
exactly. Think. Do you think that the fact that even if there are some Republicans against it, they want it to fail, do you think that that has any effect on the programmers correcting the underlying code on the website?
Right, I can see like Ted Cruz slipping a fiver to one of these programmers. Hey, screw up the code some more, right?
Yeah, exactly.
How could it be worse? No, I don't think so. But, hey, Barack Obama should be happy because there are people, there are stories. He's finding some folks that are just thrilled beyond belief that they finally have coverage. Did you hear about this one lady? Because Tom, you got this Sanford clip because he's proud, he's happy, it's a good
Jessica
moment.
Sanford,
go ahead and play that clip one.
I recently received a letter from a woman named Jessica Sanford in Washington State, and here's what she wrote. I am a single mom, no child support, self-employed, And I haven't had insurance for 15 years because it's too expensive. I was crying the other day when I signed up. So much stress lifted. That's what the Affordable Care Act is all about.
Yay!
All right.
We found somebody.
Is that one of the seven people that have signed up nationwide?
Well, I think we had, like, last hour, Sibelius was in town down in Florida, and she found out that they had, well, we got two people signed up. Two people in the state of millions. Yeah, exactly. This is really the tide is turning for Obamacare. Did you hear that Jessica Sanford story? Now, we do, to be fair, we have a follow-up on the story because they wanted to see how Jessica Sanford was doing following this pronouncement. I mean, my, you got the spotlight of the president. He's praising you. It's got to be really good here. You got to listen to this next report. Go ahead.
Jessica Sanford has now learned the Affordable Care Act isn't going to be affordable for her after all.
The Washington Health Plan Finder, the website here in our state, had grossly miscalculated, or they're having a problem figuring their tax credits. So at least for right now, I'm not going to be getting insurance.
Whoop. Oh, bummer. Dude.
Well, yeah. Here's what's going on with Jessica. She actually entered her monthly income as opposed to her annual income, and I'm not certain that the field on the website was you could distinguish what you were supposed to be entering. So I think it just says income.
Yeah.
She entered monthly income, and so the state thought it was annual income, and so then she qualified for a very reduced rate because they thought she was below the poverty line. Well, I mean, she makes less than 50 grand a year, so she's not rich by any means. But when they recalculated and they multiplied that monthly number times 12, then it turns out that she had a huge rate, you know, increase in her premiums as opposed to a decrease.
Isn't that the harsh reality of those on the left that supported Obama and this idea that now that they're going to have to pay for everybody else, they're kind of rethinking this idea? Wait a second, maybe I don't like it. And of course, if you can't afford it like this lady.
Yeah, it's like the quote that we went over last week by some fella. He said, you know, I really liked Obamacare when I thought someone else was paying for it, but I don't like it now that I realize I've got to pay for it.
Yeah. So, you know, how bad does it have to get? Because, you know, Sibelius comes in, they're having glitches on the computer. Each time they parade out, we're going to sign somebody up live on the air. And it's like, it's worse each time, not better. And they seem to be very slow to learn. So I think we need to, you know, forward, if you can make one of your fancy signs, caution, slow politicians at work here, you know, in the Obama administration, they can't figure this thing out.
Yeah, I mean, it's really absurd, though, when you think about it, Robert, that they have to have somebody on that's like the poster child for someone that actually signed up properly. I mean, isn't that what you're supposed to be able to do on a website? It's like, hey, Amazon has a press conference. Hey, guess what? Someone just bought a book on Amazon, and it went through.
Oh, wait, maybe they didn't. No, wait, they did. Yeah, it's like millions of people buying stuff every day. You know, and remember, Obama's, you know, big on repeating, you can keep your doctor, your plan, if you like your plan, except, and that's sort of the play you did as well. I was going to have my book done, but I forgot to tell you if I was going to get it done. And now the switch is on because it isn't just for people doctors. Isn't that right?
Well, yeah, I mean, you can get, you know, if you like, I heard you last hour, if you like your vet, you can keep your vet.
Yeah, this is an interesting twist for vets, too.
Yeah, Colorado man signed up his dog, got his dog insured. Isn't that amazing?
You got to hear this. You got to hear this doggy healthcare story. Go ahead and run that, Tom.
Shane Smith was like a lot of Americans. He had his health insurance canceled under Obamacare. He's pretty upset about that. But he got really upset after signing up for health insurance through Connect for Health Colorado.
Wow, this is so awesome that they have gone out of their way to insure my 14-year-old Yorkie.
Shane doesn't know exactly how it happened, but he says instead of using the website for Connect for Health Colorado, he called. And during that call, they asked him several security questions.
I think it was some kind of code or something, so I gave them my dog's name, and they must have just put it in the wrong slot or something.
So even the people you call can't figure out where to put this information.
Hey, what's the difference, Robert? I mean, is it a password? Is it your pet's name? Is it your child's name? What's the difference? Just put it in there.
You know, and I think the people that thought they would get coverage under Obamacare are going to start going to vets. It'll be like the new black market medicine. Veterinarians are going to set up signs. We deal with people, too, because no one can get coverage for anything.
Hey, it sounds like they've really worked out all the bugs on the HHS issue, haven't they?
Well, and how long will it be before they start insuring your bugs as well?
Exactly. Well,
you got a pet insect? Sign them up.
I think if the bugs are attached to the dog, they get automatic insurance.
The automatic pays. Coverage to fleas. I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Yes, Tom.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I have a pet rock. Do you think that they'll insure my pet rock? Sometimes he gets a little ill. He's
well,
on the floor.
I think that most of the politicians that are involved with this have rocks in their brain. So you might just send it in. That could be some mind power for the politicians. Hey, I think that for these pets that are being insured, you know, for a dog, you know, I was thinking, how are you going to get a dog to take his medicine? And I think the best way to do it is just make sure all of the pills are wrapped in bacon.
Well, you know, there are certain crowds out there that'll go, yeah, I want my medicine in bacon, bacon flavored everything. Seriously, yeah. I mean, there's a serious side to this, of course. We point out the absurdities. We have to laugh at it.
Yeah,
but, of course,
yeah.
You know, as we open today, the today's show as well, and Mike Adams wrote about it, even if Obamacare were to succeed, let's just say suddenly a miracle happens. Everybody's able to sign up. Everybody's able to get covered. The fact of the matter is the system is broken before it begins because it's adhering to the medical monopoly. Going back again, and Ty, you know this all so well. Yeah. Batar always praises you on your lectures about the Flexner Report. I mean, the whole basis is bunk to begin with.
Yeah, it is. It is. But the only thing is, Robert, I'm confused because WebMD tells me that Obamacare is good. As a matter of fact, they posted an article, 7 Surprising Things About the Affordable Care Act, and so WebMD is on board with Obamacare, and I don't understand why they would do that.
Well, if they paid me a cool million, I might write a nice thing or two about them.
Yeah, there you go. WebMD, by the way, folks, has been paid almost $5 million to support Obamacare. So when you do these searches on Google and your WebMD always comes up at the top, you're going to WebMD to get unbiased information, just know that they've been paid almost $5 million to publish articles and videos that are in support of Obamacare. So
yeah,
it's not unbiased at all.
And I'll say something nice about Obamacare. It's hearsay, but I'll say this. The people that you call to help you get signed up, they seem to be pretty nice. Nice people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's nice
that?
People. Nice people.
All right, we're all cured. Nice people on the phone answering your dogs and cats in for insurance coverage that they may not want. If I had a cat, he'd be doing homeopathic medicine. He also would not sign up for Obamacare. Just so you know. Hey, how about the EPA? Is it protecting the environment? Is it protecting you and me? How about approving what is that stuff they defoliated all of Vietnam with as a pesticide? That'd be good, huh? I don't think so. Ty Bollinger's reporting on it after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The week is happening right now here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger, author of Cancer Step Outside the Box, which, by the way, now I get to be upset with you, Ty.
Okay.
My turn. It's my turn.
Okay.
My 14, almost 14-year-old son is staying up late every night because of you.
Why? Why?
Because you're bothering him. You're calling him on Skype. No. He's reading your book. He's reading Cancer Step Outside the Box. What is it? He's a teenager. And he opened it. I didn't tell him to read it. This is one of those leaps. You're going, whoa, intellectual development.
That's awesome.
This is intriguing. Yeah.
That's awesome. So what's he enjoying about it now? What, anything in particular, or he's just kind of going through it?
Just the pictures. He doesn't actually read it.
Well, the pictures are good.
Actually is reading it. He's digging it. I mean, we're talking about it. He's like, he's really liking the idea of knowing. So, of course, we've raised him this way, but it's great to see that the what you've written, and we were joking about this off the air, and you're like, does that mean I've just written on a sixth grade level? Well, you know that if you're writing a book for the general public in America, you have to write at a fourth grade level. So you didn't do that. You're up above that, way above that.
Well, here's the thing with Elijah. I've met Elijah, and he's a bright kid. He's almost at probably intellectually high school or higher, even though he's not that age. So, you know, I'm glad he's understanding it. That means that I've written for the intelligent people.
Yeah, no, that's nice. And listen, we've raised him organically, and that's why this story is so discouraging to me. Although it's not a surprise, but the EPA has rejected a petition that sought to prohibit the domestic sale of the dangerous 2,4-D pesticide, a key ingredient in what? Agent Orange.
Agent Orange, yeah. So the Environmental Protection Agency, protection being the key word there, rejected a petition that would stop the sale of a pesticide that was a key ingredient in Agent Orange that has caused millions of the Vietnamese to have babies that are deformed for their entire life and born without eyes, born without a nose, born with no limbs. I was looking at pictures of some of these babies that well, not babies anymore. They're grown up, but these are people that have lived deformed their whole life because of Agent Orange. And the EPA has rejected a petition to prohibit the domestic sale. So are they really protecting us?
Well, they're protecting Dow. They're protecting Monsanto. I mean, here it is.
Yes.
They're spraying it on grapefruits in Florida. You don't think you can wash that stuff off. It's going in. I mean, it's fruit. It's juice. It's water. It's going to absorb everything.
Yeah. And here's the thing that we were talking about over the break. They're trying to, Dow Chemicals, trying to perfect, I guess that's a bad word, to perfect a genetically engineered crop. It's a corn crop that is resistant to the 2,4-D, which is the main chemical in the Agent Orange, or the one of the chemicals in Agent Orange. They're trying to perfect that GM crop. Now, if they do, then what's going to happen is now, even though that corn is not being sprayed with the 2,4-D, the Agent Orange, it will be shortly because it's going to be resistant to it. So now you're going to have not only the genetic modified problem, you're going to have the fact that it's being sprayed with Agent Orange. And this is really crazy that this is going on. I honestly, with the EPA's track record, we shouldn't be surprised. But, hey, I'm still surprised. I can't believe that they would not outlaw this.
Well, as you said, these federal agencies, on the surface, they say, well, we're here to protect you. We're here to protect the public, just like the FDA. And they clearly are protecting the very industry they're regulating. We don't want to go against Dow because what are higher-ups in the EPA? How are they going to work once they're through in government? I mean, they would never be hired.
Yeah. The gravy train would stop.
Mm-hmm. They're hired because they are so friendly to things like Agent Orange, even though we know how devastating it is to the environment. And as I mentioned, we were talking about kids. You know, we work very hard to limit our kids' exposure to these pesticides, but we know that even organic food is not as pure as it once was. So we gotta do a lot more because we know the impact on their development, their intellectual development, emotional, endocrine, hormonal development, all dependent upon not exposing themselves to these nasty things.
Yeah, and here's what's interesting about this article, Robert. The EPA would not even hear a petition against the 2,4-D pesticide. They would not even listen to the argument, and the reason that they said that, or that they refused to hear it, is that they said there was a lack of evidence that there was anything wrong that would do any harm. And I'm thinking, no kidding, a lack of evidence. Why don't you go check out the millions of deformed babies in Vietnam and get back with us on your lack of evidence? But they would not even hear the petition.
There you go. If you rely upon a centralized bureaucracy to protect you from the bad guys, no, they're protecting the bad guys from you. And I just had a great idea. We should make the bad guys like Dow and Monsanto, in order to get anything approved for use in the United States of America, they have to go through Obamacare first. They'll never get approved. Then we'll be safe. Then Obamacare will save us. Save us. See, we figured it out on the air. That's what we do when we're together. Ty Bollinger, TMB, RSB, here on Outside the Box Wednesday, robertscottbell.com. Links are up to all the things in the show notes, including our wonderful sponsors. We'll talk about Better Way Health and Carnivora and Banning Gardens next. Stick with us.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John Denver.
Gonna make this scarf grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds on the sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling.
Why the siren?
It's just a gardener. What are they doing? God, man.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many stories over the last 6 months, Robert. And here's another story about a couple in Florida forced to get rid of their garden because it was it was an eye hazard. It wasn't pretty enough. Which honestly, if you look at some people's gardens, they're beautiful. Beautiful gardens, but it went against the homeowners association rules or whatever, and so another couple forced to get rid of their garden. Now, you know, thankfully this one was not raided by SWAT members and, you know, at gunpoint with full body armor and arrested, but they voluntarily did it because there's some kind of it's Miami Shores Village is their community, mm-hmm. and so I guess their HOA enacted some kind of a weird ordinance that prohibited vegetables.
But it was 17 years. 17 years they had it. So it wasn't like they just planted it and suddenly don't plant it there. What was
But here's, here's something that's weird. I was thinking about it. The ordinance specifically prohibited vegetables, but not fruit, trees, or even plastic flamingos, according to the article. So technically, avocado and beans and peas and corn and cucumbers and peppers and pumpkin and tomatoes and watermelon and so forth, you know where I'm going, don't you? They're not fruit.
Right. You should need to push back. They need to push back on that issue.
Those are vegetables, and vegetables are allowed. Fruit's not, for some reason. But anyway, bottom line is that they had to get rid of their garden because of this asinine homeowners association rule. It reminds me of we like Duck Dynasty. I know you don't like Duck Dynasty. That's
I don't not like them. I just I've got a limited number of shows I can actually plug into, and I'm like
those. That's the only show that we let the kids watch. The one reason is I went to high school in Louisiana, and so a lot of the scenes are just really funny to me because there are a lot of people there that act kind of like the duck.
Right. When you had a beard like that, you could have been on Duck Dynasty.
In high school I did. But anyway,
wow.
We let them watch it because it's clean. You know, at the end of every show they pray.
Yep.
There's no profanity. There's no nudity. It's actually a pretty clean show. So we let them watch it, but it reminds me of a quote in one of the Duck Dynasties. They have issues with their homeowners association because they have chickens in their yard. And he says, he didn't even know one of the brothers in there, he says, what's a HOA? And so his wife tells him, he goes, you mean we have a group of people that have nothing better to do than to tell me what I can and can't do on my own property, and we pay them for that?
Right.
And it's like, hey, that's about what a homeowners association is, isn't it? Somebody to cram these asinine rules down your throat, and you pay them to do it.
Yeah, it's crazy time when you get to that level of governance on a local level. You'd say, yes, localism is good, except when it comes to homeowners associations and condo associations. Now, the idea, if you have private property, you know, as long as you're not violating the rights of others, you can do what you want with that property. You're not polluting on others' land and such, but that's not what America is anymore.
Yeah, you should be able to, but this is a little bit less of a traumatic story, but you've got the story of Denise Morrison, who is Tulsa, Oklahoma. About 2 years ago, her garden was forcibly destroyed by a bunch of thugs that came out there. Julie Bass in Michigan actually was going to do 90 days in jail for growing a vegetable garden in her front yard. I mean, it's just really bizarre, some of these things. I mean, two basic rights of all human beings, in my opinion, is the right to self-defense and the right to grow and raise your own food on your own land. I mean,
they try and bust you because you need a license to hunt or a license to fish. I mean, you know, if you're trying to get food, you're foraging, as long as you're not on somebody's private property, you're not violating without permission, then what right does the government have unless it claims ownership over you to demand that you ask permission to do that, which is your birthright? This is the big question. We ask this a lot here.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, one of the underlying reasons for property rights was growing and raising your own food on your own land.
Mm-hmm.
So, you own a house, you pay property taxes. There is no reason you should not be able to do whatever you want with that land. I mean,
of course, animal sacrifices
in the front yard or something.
Yeah, of course, Ty. If you actually own the property, you would be paying no taxes because they couldn't tax private property. But that gets into another realm of discussion.
That's true. But I mean, according to the system that we're in, though, paying those taxes gives you right to do on your property as you will.
Yeah, until we find out otherwise. And speaking of property,
until they make up other laws.
Yeah, and speaking of property, how about your kids? I mean, do they belong to you, mom and dad, before they reach the age of majority? Maybe, maybe not.
It's called collectivism, Robert. We're in a collectivist society, and there was a father that was in Florida.
If this is happening in Florida, we're giving it the new name, Florida, because this is pretty embarrassing.
Actually, it's Tennessee, Cumberland.
Oh, thank goodness!
County,
thank goodness!
Tennessee.
Pigeon Forge. This is Dolly Parton's fault.
This is a crazy story. Do we have a clip for this one?
Yeah, actually, we do. You want to hear about it? You want to go pick up your kid after school? You think that'd be a normal thing to do? Yeah, I'm coming here to pick up my kid. It's my kid, picking him up from school. But it's dangerous. A lot of reasons. A lot of reasons why you don't want to send kids to government indoctrination centers. Listen to this.
Here's a rule. Here's a TCA code. School is out. My children are to be given to me. When school is out.
It doesn't say when. But
they have They have. I'm not knowing. No. Please excuse me. Schools out, they will give you your child, but it doesn't say when. Now, there.
Tennessee state law says within a reasonable amount of time that is 15
years. Put your hands behind your back.
Okay, no problem. Go ahead.
Wow.
Whoa. Open yourself up for a lawsuit.
They arrested him. They arrested this guy. Now, I watched the whole video, Robert. This is amazing. Father goes to school to pick up his kids. This is in Tennessee. And there's a long line. They've got some new, I'm going to use this word again, asinine rule that the parents have to,
word of the day,
in this line, and it's a hazard and all this. So the guy says, you know what, I'm going to go walk up and pick up my kids myself, because otherwise it's going to take me an hour to get to him because of this new rule that the school instituted. So he walks up there. They want him to sign some kind of release, and the release is specifically for if the children leave the school without parents, parents.
Why would they have a dad? He's the dad. What do you mean?
He's the dad. So he will not sign. He says, no, this doesn't apply to me. He actually read it, novel concept. Yeah. He read the form and said,
right,
this is for kids leaving school without the parents. He goes, no, I'm not going to sign it. Not applicable. I'm the parent. I'm picking them up. They won't let him pick them up. The guy looks like a big NFL lineman. He's a big, muscular guy. And the cop is just a sweaty oinker that apparently he's a little bit intimidated by this guy. The father is completely under control. He just says, look, I just want to pick up my kids. The rules say that you can pick them up, and when the school's out, I want my kids. And then the cop says, put your hands behind your back. I'm arresting you. And he arrests the guy. It's just bizarre.
Well, listen, you send your kids into these schools, you do so at great peril to them because, again, they claim ownership, they claim possession, you accept the benefit, they assume this jurisdiction over your children. Now, no one wants your children to be harmed, but the reality is a lot of the school shootings are happening as well as what they are feeding them. And you think it's enough to send them into school with the food you give them from home? We've covered stories like this over the past couple of years, and here's another one that is absolutely astonishing, Ty.
Yeah, this is I read this. I actually thought this was an Onion story. I couldn't believe it was true at first, and then I read it and found out, it actually is true. This is up in Canada, in Manitoba, Canada. A mother sent her child to school with her, a packed lunch. She forgot a very important nutritious part of that packed lunch, according to the school's guidelines. Can you guess what she forgot to pack? And let me tell you what was in there.
Okay.
She packed meat and potatoes and milk and carrots and an orange. Sounds like, it's reasonably healthy. Not a lot of processed stuff in there.
Pretty
reasonably healthy lunch.
Yeah.
She missed one important ingredient that was required by the school. Can take a guess what it was.
I'd be at a loss. I'm thinking, that's okay. You can send your kid with that. What's wrong with that? What would they have to add?
She forgot the main ingredient in a complete diet, Robert. Ritz crackers.
Oh!
Ritz crackers.
Really?
She forgot to pack Ritz crackers.
We have a lot of listeners.
Go ahead.
We have a lot of listeners in Canada. Pay attention to this. This is not just the United States, because you think they get to look at us and laugh and go, you numbnuts in the U.S. We're so good up here. Well, no, blame Canada on this one. Because you're right, in this article, and we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscoutbell.com, Natalie and Logan got a notice back that they didn't get Ritz crackers with their meals, so the school provided it. They had to have one grain, they said, and they provided it, and then they charged $10 to the parents for not doing it.
They charged them $5 a kid for the two children to give them a few Ritz crackers that would meet the grain requirement. Now, you know what? I would say, number one, this shows that they have no clue about the way that food is processed, because you should not mix grains with meats to get adequate digestion. You know that. I know that.
Sure. Yeah, it's not going to be easy.
No, but anyway, all of that aside, the most absurd thing to me is that they fine them $5 each for providing them probably with a handful of Ritz crackers, which contain, I looked up the ingredients of Ritz crackers. We don't have any in our house. I guess we ran out. No, we don't actually buy Ritz crackers.
We don't either, but tell us what's in a Ritz cracker.
Okay, I didn't know before, so look it up. Wheat flour, that's going to be genetically modified, by the way. Mm-hmm. All wheat's genetically modified now, even though most people don't know that. Partially hydrogenated soybean oil, genetically modified and partially hydrogenated, so you've got the trans fat issue. Genetically modified sugar. Now, it just says sugar, but it's not organic, and it's not sugar cane, which means it's sugar beet, which is genetically modified. So now you got two genetically modifieds in there. And then it also contains, just in case the GMO sugar wasn't enough, it's got high fructose corn syrup,
which not only does all kinds of wonders on your insulin and your pancreas and your metabolism and makes people obese, but it's also genetically modified as well. So, boy, I tell you what, you're really missing out by not getting those Ritz crackers in your lunch.
Dude, and that's like a quadruple whammy. So as I said, as we self-reflect here in America, we're not afraid to show it, scars and all, the things we are not proud of here. The Canadians, you're in this too, because they're giving GMO, they're mandating the use of GMO grains and sugars and different things, refined carbohydrates, because, well, it mom and dad didn't meet all of the four basic food groups that apparently still are working in up there in Canada.
That is the equivalent of saying, hey, you know what, your kid is short on poison, we're going to poison him, and then you're going to pay us for it.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, let's go into conspiratorial territory, because we've revealed all of these facts so far. JFK, 50 years after the assassination, is coming up on Friday. And I want to talk to you about that, because you got monumental myths coming out, despite my fault and you not finishing it. We'll be right back.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a non-profit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace and the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about Oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25.
Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
To party, right? You want to party? Well, we'll be partying organically this Friday night, a couple of nights from now, the 22nd, and that's in Eustis, Florida, at the Windhorse Theater. They do a lot of music there. My wife's having a birthday. We're going to have a fun time. It's a lecture. The Robert Scott Bell Show lecture. We're going to bring a lot of healing stuff, a lot of samples. Some of my sponsors are sending in. So big event if you're near the Eustis, Florida area on Friday. Ty, I wish you could be there too.
I do too. You going to have Ritz crackers as a sample?
No, I'm not. In fact, up on Twitter as we were talking about them because they have a Macy's Day float. Just avoid the GMO floats. Or maybe, I'm not telling you to like shoot them down or anything, but maybe a drone could run into them.
Well, that sounds like fun. I wish I could be there, man. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll have a good time with that. And, of course, Monumental Myths is, in fact, complete. It's almost ready to be rolling out to everybody, so get your pre-orders in. I've got it linked up in the show notes today. What is it called? MythbustersBook.com.
MythbustersBook.com is the website. Yeah, hold on just a second. I got to take my beta-glucan and carnivore just a second.
Excellent. You know, I've been taking both of those through the times, the 2-3 weeks of intense travel, Ty.
Yeah, I'm
telling you, I should have been way worse off. Other than just being tired from traveling and being glad to be home, no ill or untoward effects. I didn't get a sniffle. I didn't get I wasn't coughing. I wasn't white. And I've done trips over the years, and I know that stuff was backing me up big time as far as my immune system. So really grateful.
Yeah, those are two that I just never miss. Beta-1,3-D glucan from Better Way Health, and then Carnivora. So check them out. Support our sponsors. They're the ones that keep us on the air and being goofy here. So
absolutely.
You want to be goofy? Support the sponsors.
Yeah, bring in a lot of fun and deliciousness to you as well. And by the way, Better Way Health is 800-746-7640, 800-746-7640. They're a great, great group of people, family, that get together and do that. And of course, we had Richard Ostro on a while back, and we'll have to get him or some other folks on working with the Carnivora. You're talking about serious immune support, and they are at 866-836-8735, 866-836-8735. Now, controversy. JFK. Shouldn't be a controversy. It's obviously that no magic bullet could have done that. You've got a big deal coming up in Dallas. You're going to be there during the actual 50th year anniversary.
Yeah. 50 year anniversary is Friday. I'm going up there tomorrow with my brother, and we're going to go hang out with John B. Wells up there and go to the events and see what happens. It's like a JFK truth rally. The interesting thing is that they have cordoned off the Dealey Plaza, the Grassy Knoll, all that area, and nobody's allowed in there if they don't have a ticket, and the only tickets were given to people that subscribe to the official Monumental Myth. And
you're serious? They have a litmus test? Do you believe in a conspiracy?
Seriously. I'm being serious. So it's conspiracy theorists are not allowed, supposedly. So that's why we're going, because I'm going to, we're going to carry signs and, magic bullet. This is, it's seriously, okay? There's there was three bullets, according to the Warren Commission. All right, one bullet hit JFK in the back. Okay, you can see there's a hole in his coat and his shirt. All right, one bullet hit him in the head, and one bullet hit Connally. All right, and one bullet missed because there was a man that was standing by close. I think his name was James Teague. And so and it hit close to him. They got a fragment from some bricks across the street. So that's four bullets. And now the Warren Commission admitted that there was a missed shot. So now, according to the official story, there's only three. So how do we get three bullets out of four shots? Well, that's the way that this one bullet hit JFK in the back of the head. And it also hit the Governor Connally. So it kind of goes through JFK's head, and it goes, changes directions. It exits his neck. It turns right. It hits Connally. And then it enters behind his armpit, and it changes angles, and it crushes a rib, and it exits the front of his chest. Then it changes angles again. It moves upward and angles down, and it goes through his wrist, and it changes angles again. Eventually lodges in his thigh, causes seven wounds, one bullet. And then eventually, like most bullets do, it plops out of his leg, and it deposited itself on a gurney next to him in Parkland Hospital, where it was found by an employee. And by the way, it was in pristine condition.
Fairly intact, that's right.
Seriously, they want us to believe that?
Well, but anyway, there's an easy explanation, Ty. It was reverse engineered by UFOs and GMO Ritz crackers.
Bottom line is, Robert, if you can prove that there was more than three bullets, then you've proved that there was more than one shooter. And at that point, it is by definition a conspiracy. Game over for those that hold the official story.
It's 50 freaking years later. Gosh darn it. Can you imagine they're still going, oh, no, you can't come to Dealey Plaza if you don't believe the Warren Commission. Wow.
We'll see what happens. We're going to go up there tomorrow and have some fun. I think it should be a good time. I might try to take some pictures, and maybe on Friday I'll call in from the rally.
That'd be cool. Yeah, if we get you tie on the spot there.
Yeah, we'll try to do that Friday then. That'd be good.
All right, Outside the Box Wednesday. We have a blast, as you know. Ty Bollinger, author of a number of books, and a new one, Monumental Myths, coming out shortly. Go check it out. We got the links in the show notes tomorrow. Organic, raw, chocolate. Get ready to eat. I know I will. In the meantime, breathe. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.